That's right, en direct avec Doc Olivier, c'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
This is Mark Mangold from American Tears. And in certain places I have to add, I was in a band called Touch. Drive, she said. Also played with Michael Bolton and wrote Fool's Game and some other songs with him. And some other songs. We have just completed the sixth album by American Tears and the third we've done in the last 3 years called Free Angel Express.
Eh bien, bonsoir à tous, c'est encore le Doc qui vous rejoint, qui vous spamme ce soir. Eh bien, comme vous l'avez vu et entendu, nous avons ce soir en direct depuis Stockholm, et il est avec moi et il me fait un grand, grand, grand sourire parce que c'est un grand plaisir de recevoir ce très, très grand artiste. Nous avons donc en direct depuis Stockholm, Mark Mangold, American Tears, Touch, Drive, She Said, Mark. Hello, Mark. How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. How are you? Thanks for that amazing introduction.
Maybe this is you, no?
I don't remember most of it, but okay.
So, Mark, thank you very much to accepting my invitation. We speak just a few seconds with you. You are located now in Stockholm in Sweden.
Yes.
So, it's a little bit cold, you said a few seconds, and of course, it's a little bit snowing in Sweden now.
Yeah, so, yesterday it snowed. It's like,
So it's not a particular condition like Los Angeles or something like that, but...
No.
So Mark, welcome on board, welcome on Last Ride on Vinyl Time. So it's a great pleasure to discuss with you about the new CD of American Tears, which is available since the 23rd of October.
Yeah.
So it's like 1 month now, maybe. So yes, 1 month. So first question marks about this American Tears new CD. What is the reaction of your fans?
Well, the reaction's been very good so far, and I think we're getting more fans. And I thank everybody for that because it's different kind of music. It's not normal formula. And you don't know what's going to happen next. I don't know what's going to happen next. So it's a lot of fun to create these sounds and these tapestries and these kind of abnormal combinations of sounds. So people seem to be digging it. And if they want guitar, sorry.
just translate in French. Écoutez, on a Mark Mangold qui nous rejoint. Donc son nouvel album est sorti le 23 octobre. Il s'appelle Free Angel Express. Les premières réactions sont, il vient de vous le dire, il y a différentes réactions. Des nouvelles personnes ont écouté l'album de Mark. Et effectivement, il y a beaucoup de claviers. Il y a de la guitare, mais c'est pas l'instrument principal de ce American Tears, puisque, comme vous le savez, Mark est revenu avec American Tears en 2018. So, Mark, I just said, you come back with American Tears in 2017. We go back with now three new CD because we create 1 year after 1 year some new CD. That's very I'm very happy about that because you create one CD by years. So what is the reaction about the fan regarding this creation, because this is one CD by years, so it's a little bit very very interesting because you provide a lot of music, 1 years by years, I would like to say.
Well, it feels like one long album, because once I decided to do it again after many years, because I miss playing a synthesizer solo. I missed playing a Hammond. I miss hearing the Hammond organ or the Mellotron or the clavinet, or, you know, all these beautiful instruments. So I jumped into it and I really haven't stopped. So we actually have the next record mostly done as well, another one. So it's easier to do it these days than it used to be, because you don't have to wait. You don't have to save money and go into a big studio and get a drum sound. You know, so you can do them more easily because it's on the computer. A lot of it's on the computer, and it's much easier to record this stuff. So when you think of it, you can just go and create it pretty quickly. Right. And you want to get it while it's fresh. So we just, train's been rolling, baby.
Yeah, comme je dis, bon, Marc, il est revenu avec American Tears en 2018. Il a sorti un album tous les ans, hein. Donc il a sorti Hardcore en 2018, White Flag en 2019, et donc en 2020, il revient avec Free Angel Express. Donc il voulait revenir au son des années 70 avec du Mellotron, de l'Orgamon et toutes ces choses-là, parce que c'est vraiment son truc, hein. Marc est un très très grand claviériste, donc il voulait revenir à ces sons des années 70. Et puis c'est pour ça qu'il est revenu avec American Tears. Et donc on a beaucoup de synthé, beaucoup d'Orgamon, de Mellotron dans la musique de Marc, et c'est son côté à lui, c'est cette musique-là avec avec d'autres dont on va parler incessamment sous peu. Marc, just a few seconds, we speak about
you have a good memory. You have a very good memory.
Yeah, I try. you come back with American Tears with the CD called Hardcore, and you return, like you said a few minutes, with a keyboard-based approach, because it's more on your feeling, this keyboard approach, Orgamon and Mellotron and something like that.
I play keyboard, so I don't play guitar. So
yeah, are you sure?
Well, not so much, because they have new plugins that a keyboard player can now play, and it sounds exactly like guitar. And over the last couple months, I've gotten very deeply into that. So the next record is going to have a lot of guitar sounds on it, I think. But I mean, you can sound like Eddie Van Halen now, or or AC/DC, because they really have perfected it. So I'm looking forward to getting into that.
Comme il dit, hein, c'est avant tout un claviériste, hein. Alors pour le coup, il joue des claviers, il n'a jamais joué de guitare, donc lui, sa guitare à lui, c'est ses claviers, et puis il adore jouer. Comme il dit, on peut sonner des fois comme Eddie Van Halen ou AC/DC, mais c'est pas le truc de Marc. Et puis c'est vrai que voilà, c'est les claviers first, keyboard first, and guitar in a second. I would like to summarize. So Marc, of course, you are a great keyboard player, but at this stage, what are your influence for the young people who wants to create some songs with the keyboard? So what is your influence during these different years?
Well, for me, I am self-taught. I am not really trained, so it's always been coming out of me. I figure it out. I sit down and I noodle around. Some stuff comes to me in dreams. Some music comes to me. It just happens. It channels in somehow. Sometimes you sit down and you discover something that you're playing. So it comes in all sorts of ways. You just got to keep doing it, and you have to open up your mind, and you have to be vulnerable. And receptive. You must be, willing to receive what's kind of happening. And then, of course, you need to develop the skill to be able to translate that and play it. I mean, I'm happy. You know, sometimes I get rusty, but But I'm happy when I have that direct connection between my head and my hands. And, you know, if I don't practice for a while, it gets so frustrating because it's here, but it doesn't get there. So it's important to keep the connection going.
Okay.
But also to open up your head to hear those melodies and those ideas.
Oui, comme il le dit, il faut réussir à brancher son cerveau et puis ses mains pour jouer du clavier. Donc, il a des fois des idées, il n'arrive pas à les mettre. Comme il le dit, il n'arrive pas à les mettre comme il veut. En même temps sur le clavier. Et puis voilà, il est hyper. Voilà, il dit faut travailler et puis des fois ça vient comme ça et c'est vrai que différents morceaux peuvent arriver en allant et que le plus dur c'est des fois de travailler ou pas, ça dépend du temps. Mark, we come back at the beginning of American Tears because you have a long career since many years now, because this is not American Tears, it's not come back on 2015, it could work a long time ago, because we come back on 1974 and 76 and 77. Your three first LP was recorded during this 80s. So the 80s is missing for you?
It was a fun time. It was a very vibrant time, and New York was a lot of fun to be in, because New York was a big hang. There are some clubs in New York where you can go out and just meet everybody. The China Club and Nirvana, you can go out and, you know, Mick Jagger would be there, David Bowie would be there, Michael Bolton would be there, I would be there, you know, Aldo Nova would be there, Danger would be there, Bob Dylan would get up and sing a song, there was a lot of jams, so it was a really wonderful, you know, everybody was creating and creating this new sound, everybody was trying to carve out their sound, as opposed to now where there's so many bands that are just trying to copy that sound.
You are totally right.
And I'm kind of was tired of that, and that's one of the reasons for American Tears was the mentality of those days was to try to create something new and refreshing and not, you know, generic, and be creative, which is why American Tears is not formula, it's not normal, you know. It's trying to be creative and trying to come up with new combinations of sounds or new music that's maybe surprise you, yeah, or give you a moment or turn a corner and like, what just happened? So it's a little more unpredictable.
So I have to translate now. So see you tomorrow. comme il l'a dit, donc je parlais American Tears. Effectivement, c'est pas un groupe qui vient d'être fondé en 2017. Hein. Il y avait déjà un American Tears avant, dans les années 70, 74, 76, 77. Il a fait trois albums avec American Tears. Il jouait à New York. Il jouait avec plein de groupes. Donc il y avait plein de gens qui étaient là: Bob Dylan, David Bowie, Danger, Aldo Nova. Mon ami Aldo Nova,
wow, Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, voilà.
Yeah. Il y avait énormément de personnes qui venaient, ça jamais, ça jouait. Everybody. Et Mark Mangold était là aussi, hein. et donc il y a eu ce groupe juste avant, et on va parler juste après parce que American Tears, it's a point of entry, but it is a beginning of a real story for you, because just after American Tears, you move to have a new fresh band we call Touch, and this is a Touch with Comeback. So this is a story of Mark Mangold. So at the beginning, American Tears, just after he moved to create Touch with a lot of fun, because Touch have a big impact on the music. And if you want to listen some good songs, you have to listen some Touch songs, because it's a real part of the life of Mark and some other people's. So Mark, when you decide to move to American Tears to Touch, And no, of course, we have to speak with Drive, she said, in a few seconds. But we will come back to American teas. Do you think when you regenerate American teas on this 3 years ago, this is to find the same vibe like the beginning of American teas?
Yeah. Well, American Tears was during a time of protest in the U.S. It was a time of political discontent with Watergate and Nixon and the Vietnam War. And the last couple of years have seemed like that again. So there was that political vibe that I was feeling. But also, and remembering those days, I think of American Tears because that's what I was doing in those days. And American Tears is about protest music as well. The lyrics are, some of them are protest songs. And I just got into this American Tears head and I wanted to do creative music. I was really tired of doing this formulaic, generic, you know, tired of hearing, you know, that kind of stuff. So I wanted to just be creative and American Tears took off.
Yeah. So, comme vous avez pu comprendre, au démarrage, il y a eu American Tears, il y a eu Touch, et puis on va parler de Drive, She Said dans un instant, mais on est reparti sur American Tears, et en fait, la question, c'était est-ce qu'il voulait, en recréant American Tears, revenir sur les débuts de ce qu'il a fait. Et oui, parce que c'était la vibe, c'était le côté 70, c'était tout ce qui était autour de la partie Orgamon et tout ça. Et donc, c'était pour revenir dans cette vibe-là qu'effectivement, il est revenu à cette période plus clavier, parce qu'on va parler quand même dans un instant de Drive, She Said, où il était quand même plus rock'n'roll avec Drive, She Said, mais c'était quand même une excellente partie. So Mark, I just give for the listeners the track listing of this Free Angel Express. Donc vous avez 14 titres. Le premier, alors, we have 14 songs. Sometimes we have some short songs, sometimes we have some long songs. So clearly we have one song, the third song, Free Angel Express, Resist and Out Here. It's more than 10 minutes. What a song, I would like to say, because 10 minutes, it's very long. So how did you create this one? Because you have some other songs with 6 minutes, another one, Setting on Fire, 8 minutes, and more than 8 minutes. But wow, the third one, it's a very long song. So how did you write this song? 10 minutes?
Well, Free Angel Express is kind of three pieces in one.
Yeah.
It starts off with kind of an instrumental, I don't know, vibe. And then it goes into a song called Resist, which is very aggressive political protest. Resist authority. And then it just morphed into the song called Out of Here, which is almost soul in a way. But I didn't want to end them. they seem to flow into each other very nicely. And I just kept it going. And that's what I'm saying. There's no rules.
Okay.
The only rule is instinct.
Yeah.
And maybe some cosmic, what you feel is right. And I felt like it was okay. You know, if I get bored with a synthesizer solo, I stop it. But if I feel like there's something more to say, I keep going and I try to make it interesting and I try to keep the moments happening and keep the energy flowing. So it's filled with moments and little surprises and things that happen that keep the journey going.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I hope. and everybody has a different reaction to it. I think people take their own little trips when they're listening to it and they have different interpretations of it. And the lyrics mean one thing to one person and another thing to me or somebody else. So it's that's a very internal kind of a record, and it's kind of fearless. I mean, you know, if you don't like it, then don't listen to it. You know, I was trying to create moments with sound. So at a certain point, you might hear a lot of bottom that hits you in your knees. So you have to listen to it on big speakers because it's a different experience than these little shitty headphones. So there's a lot going on that's meant to give you a body massage, really. so you feel it. You know, it's an experience, not just for these, not for your head, not for your ears, but for the whole vibration. It's a vibration. Yeah. Okay, I'll stop.
Yeah. So, bah, comme je disais, donc il y a 14 titres. Hein. Il y a des titres plus ou moins longs. Il y a donc ce troisième titre, Free Angel Express Resist and Out Air, qui fait plus de 10 minutes. Comme il est dit, on l'écrit comme ça, ça vient, c'est planant, ça envoie. Et puis après, c'est intérieurement. C'est quand on est dans le titre, on écoute. C'est un peu cosmique, on s'envole. Voilà, on sent des choses, on les sent pas, on l'écoute pas. Mais c'est comme ça qu'il fait ses chansons. Et celui-là, il a fait 10 minutes parce qu'il a fait 10 minutes. Après, il y a d'autres titres qui sont beaucoup plus longs. Il y a Set In On Fire qui fait 8 minutes. Enfin, il y en a d'autres. Et cette approche de Marc, c'était amener un peu le son, l'envie, capter le truc en vous. Et
you want us to stand up.
Voilà, faites-vous plaisir. Donc, en fait, sur ce disque, il y a 14 titres. Donc, le premier, c'est Sledgehammer Red. Après, il y a Set In On Fire. Il y a le grand morceau Free Angel Express, Resist and Out Air. Après, il y a Not For Nothing. Il y a Glass. Everything You Take, Roll the Stone, Blue Tranda, Can't Get Satisfied, Walk, qui est une très belle chanson, I Like Walk, Shadows Hatching Karma, So Glow, Rise to the Light, and the last one is Tusk, Blood on the Ivory. Voilà, c'est un très bon disque, c'est à découvrir, il faut ouvrir son esprit parce que, effectivement, c'est beaucoup de claviers et donc c'est un petit peu particulier. So Mark, I said, this is a special one, this one, because you have set up a lot of songs with lot of energy, lot of keyboards and something like that. So it's a little bit different that you maybe some listener listen, because we are not only a guitar, bass, drums and something like that. We have a lot of energy with the keyboards, and I think this keyboards, it's really central, I would like to say, of this album, and we have to open your mind to see what is the vibe that you have with these songs. Sometimes you hate one song, sometimes you love one song, but this is American tears, I would like to say. This is keyboards and a lot of fun around.
Keyboards is 30 instruments, so when you say keyboards, it could be organ, it could be clavinet. Yeah. A piano is a keyboard.
Yes.
It could be a string ensemble. It could be an orchestra. It could be a choir. It could be an elephant screaming. You know, you said Tusk, Blood on the Ivory, which is a protest against the killing of these beautiful elephants. I found some sounds of elephants, you know, crying, really, and gunshots. So so keyboards, it's a good time to be a keyboard player because you have access to infinite sounds. And that's what makes American Tears challenging, because you're not going to the chorus, you're going to an infinite choice of what you can do. So you're taking a risk and you're hoping that, you know, well, actually I'm not hoping that people respond. I'm hoping that I respond. You know, I'm trying to chase my adrenaline and first make me happy, because if I can't dig it, then no one's going to dig it. I can't expect anybody to dig it. So I'm trying to create these moments and tapestries and surprises that it's like, what the fuck just happened?
You know? Yeah, you're right.
And the goal is that it not suck. You know, I mean, that's my goal. Because it goes from terrible to, oh, that's cool, in like a second. So, you know, you listen to it, what is that? And then, ooh, it's so ugly. There are certain sections that are just ugly, but I like putting beauty next to ugly sometimes. And I like doing a guitar riff on a grindy Hammond organ, and then going into a little symphony. So it's just about being a little crazy.
Yeah. Bon, je me fais un peu gronder parce que j'ai dit clavier, hein. Alors j'ai dit keyboard, mais comme il le dit, il y a plein de choses qui sont autour du clavier, du keyboard. Il y a plein de choses. Et quand on est un musicien, bah voilà, on remet les choses en place, on profite de mettre ça. Donc le keyboard, ce n'est pas seulement que le clavier qu'on entend, le piano et ainsi de suite. Il y a plein de choses dans keyboard et c'est vrai qu'on met un tout petit mot autour de keyboard, mais il y a plein de choses. Et comme le dit Marc, bah, il y a plein de choses à découvrir. So, Mark, I would like to speak a few words about Drive, She Said, of course, because after Touch, you create with your partner in crime, so I would like to say Alfred, Drive, She Said. Al, of course, it's gone since 3 years now, so I have a chance to see you live on stage in Nottingham, so during the Firefest, so I enjoy the show. And of course, it's very difficult because the last album from Drive, She Said, it's made on 2016. Do you think it's possible, maybe, I don't know, to have some last album or tribute album to Al with Drive, She Said, or live album, or what do you feel about that? Because I know you are with your partner in crimes, and you lost your partner in crime, so it's very difficult to say that Drive, She Said can be again on the road or create something. But do you think it's a good idea? Maybe it's not a good idea. Huh? You can.
Well, I think there's no more music to release. I don't know of any. Live footage or you know, hidden tapes. I mean, we basically released, I think, everything we did that's really worth releasing. So I don't see what else can happen. You know, obviously I miss Al every day.
Yeah.
He's like my brother. But I think of him almost every day. But yeah, I don't know.
Comme je dis, Drive, She Said, c'est quand même une grande partie de la carrière de Marc aussi, hein, avec Alfred. Al nous a quittés il y a 3 ans maintenant, donc je posais la question s'il était possible qu'on ait un best-of, un tribute ou un live à Drive, She Said, pourquoi pas, puisqu'il y a eu quand même quelques concerts. Et comme le dit Marc, non, ça va être compliqué parce qu'il n'y a pas de choses qui traînent et il pense qu'il n'y aura rien, mais on ne sait jamais. Des fois, il suffit qu'il y ait une cassette qui traîne quelque part et puis on se retrouve avec un album live, donc on verra bien. Marc, I have the pleasure to see you on stage. 6 years ago, like you said at the beginning of the interview, this is like yesterday. But 6 years, it's a long time. So do you prepare something on the live with American Tears or Touch or maybe Mark Mongold on live during these few months?
Well, you know, nobody's playing, so we can't tour. Yeah. I would love to do a tour with American Tears because Barry Sparks is an amazing bass player and great on stage. And Alex Landenberg, you know, from Camelot and Syra and other bands, he's just a crazy good drummer. So I would love to play at live. I just, nobody can play. So, and of course, did I tell you Touch has just finished a new record?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in the process of mixing it now. So, you know, it's the original guys, and I'd love to play with those guys, but we can't really do it now, so.
Wuzno. Oui, comme il a dit, donc je posais la question ultime des concerts, hein, bien sûr, puis parce que c'est quand même difficile d'avoir des concerts, et puis il aimerait bien tourner parce que le groupe est quand même bien. Je vais vous donner les noms des gens avec qui sont sur American Tears quand même, avec Marc. So Marc, I just introduced your band because it's very important. You don't play only keyboards without a bass player and something like that. So the other people who is on this CD, donc This is Mark Mangold, bien sûr, qui joue dessus. Il y a Alex Lindenborg, il y a Barry Spark, il y a Doug Howard et Charlie Calve qui sont avec Mark sur cet album. C'est quand même des très, très grands artistes. So I said this is a lot of big people who play with you, because Barry Park play with a lot of bands. He's play with 10 Nugent. I see Barry live with 10 Nugent at the Sweden Rock, if I remember correctly. So yeah. It's totally crazy to say that Barry, it's a large bass player and play a lot of stuff, different stuff, in fact. Not only with it's play a classic rock, it's play a lot of songs. That's totally crazy. I think it's a very good one. So I appreciate this new CD.
American Tears has always been about musicians and, you know, getting good players. Even back in the 70s, Tommy Gunn and Greg Bays, really, you know, virtuoso players. It was really a lot about the musicianship. So I'm very, very happy that we got those guys to play on this record. And it makes it more fun too. You know, it's, you want to collaborate and you want to hang out. It's really just an excuse to hang out.
Ouais. Comme il le dit, il est très content des gens avec qui il est, parce que ils ont fait des bons trucs. Il a collaboré avec beaucoup de gens, et puis c'est vrai, pour le coup là, ils ont pris beaucoup de plaisir, et donc ça serait vraiment bien si on pouvait les voir quand même, parce que c'est quand même étonnant. Mark, I have two questions before we leave. You in Stockholm?
I'm in no hurry. I'm in no hurry.
Because I know it's snowing in Stockholm, so I would like to say you can go to see if it's snowing or not. one question, Mark. You have a long career. How do you see the evolution of music?
It's dark. It's dark.
It's totally dark. So, Mark, you have a long career. So, how do you see the evolution of music in the next 5 years? What do you think about these evolutions? Do you think you have some concert, you have some live concert using Facebook or YouTube, or do you think we can go to see some concert, or maybe what do you think about this next step in this 5 years?
Well, in 5 years, I hope it gets back next year to normal. I mean, they say we're close to a vaccine. And there seems to be good things about the vaccine. So if we can get a vaccine, I'd be able to go back to the U.S. And I think, you know, we would love to play. And there's millions of people hoping that music comes back, because we miss it. And a lot of people make their living at it. And they're kind of screwed right now. Mm-hmm. So it's part of life. It's just such an important thing, that people get entertainment, and that it's not just work, 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 work. We need joy in our need joy in our lives. We need music. We need to go to another dimension. We need to go to another place. We need to get out of our heads a little bit. Mm. So I think it's very important that we try to make it happen somehow.
Yeah. So comme il le dit, on espère que d'ici l'année prochaine, on aura le vaccin, qu'on pourra aller revoir des groupes, qu'on pourra tourner. C'est pas seulement travailler, work, c'est aussi prendre du plaisir, écouter la musique, écouter les bons disques de Mark. Mark, il a fait beaucoup de choses, donc il y a Mark Mangold, il y a American Tears, il y a Touch, il y a Drive She Said. Il y a énormément de titres avec Cher, avec il y en a partout. Mark a fait beaucoup de belles choses. Mark, I just put on the chat one person who is listened to us in France. He said, "Hey, this is very this is a good interview." So,
merci beaucoup.
Wow, you speak French. What fantastic. Mark, before we leave, what are your plans now? Will you have more title to write or co-write with other artists, with Touch, with American Tears? What is the next few months for Mark Mangold now?
Well, right now we're mixing the new Touch record. Yeah. We have three songs down, and our mixer was sick with COVID. His whole family got sick, but he's getting better now. I'm not wanting to mix this record. I'm too scared to mix it, because You know, I mixed American Tears. The only person I have to answer to is myself.
No.
And I'm the most important person, but to me, but with
are
touch,
you a VIP? Are you a VIP now, Mark?
with myself, I'm a VIP. But with touch, those guys scare me. If I fuck it up, you know, they'll just, you know. So it's too much responsibility. I did mix one song that it's a 7-minute song that I don't think that anybody else maybe could have mixed it because it's a symphony kind of. It's a touch symphony with harmonies and guitars and solos and tempo changes. Yeah. And I was getting so nervous waiting for them to mix it that I just fucking mixed it myself. But so we're waiting for some mixes and I hope it's done in January. And I think it's getting very good response. Everybody's singing and playing better than ever. So there's that. There's a band called Flesh and Blood that I used to be in. Did I mention that? Yeah.
No, you don't speak about that. Oh,
there's a label, there's a French label called Bad Reputation.
Yes.
Yeah. So Eric is reissuing Flesh and Blood, and Danny Vaughan and I just wrote 2 new bonus cuts for it.
Okay.
That we just mixed last week. So that's coming out in January.
Okay.
So we're very happy. You know, it's with Al Petrelli and Danny Vaughan and Chuck Bonfante from Soraya. So that is a very bluesy hard rock band that we did years ago. I love that album. So that's coming out.
Yeah.
So Eric will thank me for mentioning it now. And also I'm working on another band, a keyboard band, with 3 amazing keyboard players. Charlie Calve is one of them. And we're having guest appearance by various other keyboard players.
Yeah.
But it's a keyboard-oriented record with a great singer named Jake E. from a band called Amaranth and Sarah.
I know Jake E. This is a friend of Vinyl Times. So
yeah.
it's a totally crazy guys, I would like to say.
Jake is just one of the best singers on the planet. And I'm a little tired of my voice right now. So he's going to be singing this other band. It's very kind of keyboard goth. It's aggressive, scathing stuff. Kick-ass drumming. It's almost hard. Some of it's almost death metal, but it's not death metal, but it's melodic. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's really good. But it's keyboards. Yeah.
Yes. So I have to translate. Oh, Marc a beaucoup, beaucoup de projets.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay, Marc. So, il y a surtout Touch qui revient. Donc, il a enregistré 3 titres. Il y a déjà un titre qui est prêt. Ça doit être fini pour janvier. Il y a aussi un album avec Jack E. Waouh, Jack E. Waouh. Ça, c'est le chanteur Jack E et Marc. Il y a aussi un groupe français où il a écrit des titres avec Danny Vaughan. Waouh, Danny Vaughan. Ty Kato, le retour. Waouh, Ty Kato.
Al Petrelli.
Al Petrelli, voilà, il y a vraiment beaucoup de bonnes choses. Marc, il s'arrête jamais. Marc, Marc. In fact, you said walk, but you doesn't stop. You are totally crazy. You create a lot of songs. You are everywhere. So where do you find this energy?
There's nothing better to do, man.
Bah, comme il l'a dit, moi je lui demande où est-ce qu'il trouve toute l'énergie. Il dit j'ai rien d'autre à faire de mieux. Marc, I just put another. I think you don't know who is Yves. Yves, it's a bass player of the local French group who is called Trust. It's a big one. It's a large band in France in the 80s.
How do you spell it?
Trust.
Trust.
T-A-R-A-U-S-T. This is a large band in France. So
I've heard of them.
Yes. Yeah. So he said, excellent.
Thank you, my friend.
So, Marc, I really appreciate this evening in Stockholm, in Paris with you. I hope we can see you again and discuss again a long time with you.
Just call me up anytime.
Yeah. because it's a great pleasure to ask with you to see where we are with your music. So I just speak in French a few minutes, and after that, I give you the hands for finished. Okay. Bah, je remercie Marc, parce que pour le coup, bah, il a pris du temps, il a pris 45 minutes avec nous ce soir. Voilà, donc il est allé acheter American Tears, l'album est sorti le 23 octobre, il fait 83 minutes. Voilà, il y a trois albums d'American Tears, il y a un nouveau Touch qui arrive, il y a d'autres projets. Vous pouvez aller écouter Drive, She Said, parce qu'il y a quand même des très bons morceaux dans Drive, She Said. Et puis Marc, il a joué dans plein de choses, donc il y a toujours un petit bout de Marc qui traîne quelque part. Marc, I said, thank you very much. I appreciate to come back and to speak with the French people. I hope you can see live, maybe, I don't know, in Swedish, where is possible in 2020, I hope. And I hope we can rediscuss again for the Touch album, because now I'm waiting to listen some songs, some new songs of Touch. So it's a little bit, send me the music.
Well, you can go online and listen to our teaser called. Yeah. Did I mention that? I forgot.
No.
Tomorrow Never Comes by Touch. Google it. And you hear our first song off the new record. Tomorrow Never Comes.
Tomorrow Never Comes. Voilà. So, comme il le dit, Touch. Tomorrow Never Comes. Ben voilà, on ira écouter cet extrait. Et puis on réinvitera Marc.
On YouTube.
On YouTube. Et on réinvitera Marc pour qu'il vienne nous parler de Touch. So maybe, Marc, we can re-invite you to speak about Touch and the new songs and where we are with American Tears and Touch and all your project. So we have another chat. So keep on rocking, Marc. this is directly on the chat. But
thanks,
the person.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, this is a person who is live with us on YouTube and Facebook and, I don't know, in space, in cosmic space, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, virtual space, yeah.
So, Marc, I give you the ends for the end. So, do you have a message for the French listener and maybe for the users of Facebook, YouTube, and something like that?
I would just say thank you, because this music was created in a vacuum, in isolation, in a way. And I never knew if anybody would respond. It was just something I did as kind of a labor of love and an obsession. And I'm just so happy that people are responding to it and dig it and maybe getting it out there and sharing the journey with me in a way, because it's a trip. So it's very gratifying. I don't know what the word in French is for that, but thank you.
Eh ben écoutez, voilà, comme il le dit, il est très content d'avoir participé, il est très content d'avoir des fans, des réactions de fans, et puis on a hâte de le revoir, et puis il nous dit merci. Eh ben nous, on lui dit merci. I would like to say tack in Swedish, Mark, because you live in Stockholm, so I think thank you,
it's tack.
Tack so much. Yeah. If you have to stay, I just create a small teaser at the end of this interview for the listener. And Mark, thank you so much. Cross finger for the American Tears, cross finger for the Touch album.
Yeah. Thank
you. Have a nice evening. And
thank you. This was fun. It's good to talk to you again.
And we speak again soon.
Yeah.
So let's go for my gift to you, Mark. And pour les autres, bah écoutez, bonne soirée à tous. Je vous laisse avec un petit teaser d'American Tears. Et puis on se retrouve nous demain soir, donc à 18h, dans l'Astral avec Manigance. Et demain soir en live Facebook avec Dev Dealer. Mais là, on regarde le petit teaser de fin. C'est mon cadeau à Marc. So Marc, this is my gift. And hope to see you again on stage.
Yes, me too.